The main thing with Bedsider is it's actually a pairing of an online tool and a text messaging service. So for an online tool, there are lots of reasons right now to use them. One is it's really, really cost effective. Once you have the website up and running, you don't need to hire full-time teachers in every single clinic to help people use the tool. It's there already. Studies have shown in the past that behavioral outcomes are improved by using web-based interventions such as these tools. It is lower cost and larger reach than print campaigns. You can put whatever you want in the New York Times, but most 13-year-olds are not going to read it. And a lot of further analysis is still needed. A lot of these interventions are new and haven't had a chance to have a lot of studies done about them yet. Texting is one of kind of the most amazing things out there right now. 98% of SMS messages, which are your normal standard text messages, sent are opened, which basically means if anyone gets that little ding on their phone, they immediately take it out of their pocket and look at it. And 83% of those are opened within 3 minutes after receiving that message. The effectiveness of an intervention is often associated with further interaction with participants. A lot of times we think about this as follow-up visits. Clinics need more visits and more visits and more visits. It's a lot easier to just text an individual, hey, how's your birth control working, than it is to get them to show up again. Other studies of interventions have found that 13 of 14 text interventions demonstrated positive behavioral change if they used it as a reminder tool. Another study of 9 randomized control trials confirmed the effectiveness of texting for behavioral change as long as they were paired with other methods. So the overall studies here show that texting alone doesn't do a whole lot, but texting when paired with other intervention strategies really seems to help the effectiveness of the methods. Internet use. There are simply not a lot of studies done right now on interventions when looking at adults. So anybody over 20, we don't pay as much attention to. A lot of us work with teen pregnancy prevention, but not a lot with unplanned pregnancy prevention among older adults. This is more focused on that group. 3/4 of online youth currently use the internet for health information. A lot of us might use WebMD, but they're using things like Am I Pregnant to figure out what's going on. And 1 in 5 youth use the internet to find sexual health clinics. They don't know where their local Planned Parenthoods are, but this is how they figure that out. So basically, you've already got everybody online anyway. You might as well give them something else to do. Bedsider.org has come along. A lot of you, I think, have been on this before. If you haven't, get on it. It's really kind of cool, to be honest. It's an online tool that's paired with a mobile device system for birth control use. It's owned, operated, developed by the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy, which is a private nonprofit organization. It's designed specifically for women 18 to 29, so people who are no longer getting sex ed in schools, who don't have those kind of resources there, who don't get a lot of outreach for this. That's really who this is targeting. It offers information on birth control in a variety of ways. This is actually a pretty cool screen. You click on each thing, it tells you how effective it is, what your actual use is. So birth control pills, really effective if you remember to take them every day. This is where you find out really the difference there. It also gives you reminders to use birth control. These are sent directly to your phone or to your email, however you'd like to receive them. And they don't just say, it's 7 a.m., take your birth control. We can all set an alarm on our phones for that. What these say are kind of these funny little messages. Hey, do you want a baby today? Guess you should take your birth control now. So it makes you pause and think for a second and actually do it rather than just clicking the off button. It also has reminders for appointments. You can set up these appointments online directly, and it will send the messages to your phones to tell you. It also, reminders for birth control works for any method of birth control you're on. So if you use Depo, it reminds you when the next time you need to go to the doctor is to get more Depo. It also has clinic and emergency contraception locators. You can use it right on your phone to say, oh, okay, last night didn't go so well. Okay, here's my zip code, and it'll send you right there. It also does information delivered in an age-appropriate and fun tone. This is really key. One of my favorite things actually about this site are these little videos called Fact or Fiction, and they tell you hilarious things, and half of it is a cartoon about, you know, hey, my girlfriend told me I should use Coca-Cola to douche. And then a doctor comes on and goes, oh, please don't do that. Please don't do that. And so you kind of, the kids pay attention a bit more, the adults pay attention a bit more. All the people on the site look like everybody else. They're interviewing people saying, this is my method, this is what I like about it, this is what I don't like about it. So you get a lot of information that seems age appropriate, but isn't boring. Philippa Research Associates and the University of California at San Francisco worked together to test the utility of this tool at three different clinics in Florida. The purpose was to document the use of Bedsider over a year's time among 740 women aged 18 to 29 who were shown the site at their Planned Parenthood clinics. The way this basically worked is the clinics got nice little iPads, and when they were in there said, hey, this is Bedsider, we're doing a study, do you want to be in the study? And it was up to them. Eligible clients were all unmarried females, because we're really focusing on unintentional pregnancy, 18 to 29. At the end, we had 740 women enrolled. We had 547 who took at least one follow-up survey, which is pretty good considering a lot of these women went in to get an abortion and still managed to get up on this website later on. We had no significant differences over time in race, ethnicity, age, or relationship status. The average participant age was 22, and most were in committed long-term relationships. So these were people who weren't ready to, you know, get married or have kids yet, but were consistently having sex. During the year, about two-thirds of the women had used Bedsider. This actually may be higher. A lot of women didn't answer the question for whatever reason. Others still, of the 740, we're talking about 547. So those other 200 were not sure if they got on it or just didn't complete the study or what happened with them. Google Analytics shows a very high number of women that were using this during this time, but unfortunately, I don't know all their IP addresses, so I couldn't figure out their names. The groups most likely to use this, and these are significantly more likely to use this, were African American or Caribbean. Hispanic and Latino women were actually really likely to use this as well. It was just, you know, that half inch below the significance mark. But we found that really important because they were thinking about putting this up in Spanish, and it seemed like it wasn't even necessary. They got on it and were thrilled with what they found there. They were in committed long-term relationships. They were under 20 years old. So these are the people who were already, you know, using their phone for text messaging, were more likely to end up using it. They came to the clinic for emergency contraception or to pick up other methods of birth control. They were return patients, which they all received a, I believe, $10 incentive if they did a follow-up survey. They picked up that $10 at their clinics. So it was more incentive if you were a return patient. They wouldn't mind avoiding pregnancy, which was actually interesting because it wasn't always the people who were really trying to avoid pregnancy. It was the ones who wouldn't mind it. They had never been pregnant, and they used the internet at least once a day. Their reactions to Bedsider were overwhelmingly positive. 78% said they were really a lot more careful about using their birth control method since they had started using Bedsider, and 76% have tried harder to avoid unprotected sex. 99% thought that it was a useful site. 97% would have recommended it to family and friends. So basically, once these women get up there and start using it, they decide they really like it, they continue using it, and they tell other people to use it too. Changes over time we saw were in knowledge. This was based on 15 different questions. We took those 15 questions and gave everybody an overall score. These scores changed from 59% to 68% between their first and last visit, which was a significant change in what these women knew. The only education they got, by the way, during this was from Bedsider directly. They also were more likely to use a more effective form of birth control. We gave each birth control method an effectiveness score. It increased from 1.64 to 1.76 between first and last visit. Overall, we found that if you can make a woman sit down and look at Bedsider, she'll keep sitting down and looking at Bedsider, which is a really nice thing to see. We also found that if we can get them to look at Bedsider, they'll actually increase their knowledge of sexual education, and they'll end up using more effective forms of birth control. So overall, this will help reduce unintended pregnancy over time. Does anybody have any questions? Mm-hmm.
Clarify. So they saw Bedsider, mm-hmm. then they got counseled for abortion and contraception in the clinic?
This was actually done at the end of the visit. And that was done strategically because we wanted them to come in and actually get what they came there for before we bothered them with extra time. So they would come in. We had only one clinic out of the three that offered AB at all. And that clinic was told you can do it on the follow-up visit, but not on the first visit. So we didn't want to bother them when going through such an ordeal to have to deal with that at that point. But during follow-up visits, they were told at the end about this program.
So just as a follow-up on that, so then if the use of more effective birth control methods, is that being the method chosen as a follow-up?
Yes, that was from your first visit, whatever method you chose when you left there, to at the last visit, what your method chose was there.
Sure.
Yes?
I just wanted to add that the campaign has a national high-quality outcome study of Bedsider in the field as we speak. Mm-hmm. Ours was basically an uptake study about use and who people even get up on it. And you might want to mention the enhancements they're doing to Bedsider.
Oh, yeah, that's another great thing about the site is every week there's something new up there, constantly. A lot of them I find out through these things called Frisky Friday emails, which is one of my favorite parts of my job. But they send out an email every Friday that's, you know, here's why Cleopatra was cool, was the last one, which was random and awesome. The one before that was, hey, it's winter time. You're going to be inside hibernating. Here's some romantic ideas to do with your partner. Always at the end, it's, oh, remember, if you're going to do this, get on birth control. Click here if you need some information about it. But they are constantly improving it. They now have a section specifically for men just so that they can get up and see what their options are really about this. So it's constantly an evolving site, which I think also increases use because it's not one of those things where once you saw it that one time, you know everything about it.
Mm-hmm. You may have mentioned this, but who owns Bedsider and how do they find clinics and connect to clinics? Mm-hmm.
It's the National Campaign for Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. And they actually found clinics through Philibert Research Associates, but there are three clinics we've done work with in the past or branched off from in the past who agreed to participate in this study.
Mm-hmm. The study was on 18 to 29-year-olds, but Bedsider is appropriate for adolescents?
Yes, absolutely. It targets 18 to 29-year-olds. So the people you see on the site are that age group, and the information is kind of designed for that age group, but it's absolutely appropriate for adolescents.